To a certain extent, in order to be a Catholic, we don't need to experience or be experts in hearing the voice of God. After all, we have the voice of the Church. Through the Holy Spirit, the Church is guided, and the Lord guides His flock through the Church. We have the precepts of the Church, we have the sacraments, we have weekly Mass that we can pretty easily attend. Our Catholic faith is guided greatly by this structure that is outlined by the Church. And there are certainly things which the Church tells us to do. Don't do these things. They're sinful. There are other areas where the Church kind of warns us, be cautious, be careful there. You might get hurt. There are works and actions and practices that the Church encourages us to do in the community and so forth. If we follow the voice of the Church in all these things, we will have a good start in being a good Catholic, a faithful follower of Christ. However, there are areas of Catholicism that require creativity. There are parts of following Jesus that push us to exploration. And these experiences that we have, they can help us, I think, experience and express the docility to God's voice and His promptings in our lives. Now let's be clear, I'm not saying that at some point we get beyond the Church, or that if we become spiritual masters then we no longer need the Church. That's not what I'm saying. Rather, consider what it's like to learn how to read and write. You start out by learning the alphabet, right? Then you start reading children's books, and as we develop the skill to read and write, we get more complex. The layered plots are becoming easier to read and understand. And this makes it harder to understand, but it also makes it more interesting. So proficiency in reading and writing allows one to open doors to a new world that they've never had access to before, to express ourselves more eloquently in what we write or what we say, to be more clearly speaking our thoughts. This requires creativity and expression. One of the roles of the Church is to teach her members, to help us navigate that spiritual life that we're all called to cultivate. We learn the basics, right? We master the basic prayers, how to attend Mass. You know, maybe you didn't think that was a skill, but it is. If you've never gone to Mass before, it's quite a challenge. How to read and understand the Bible, how to pray the rosary, how to make a good confession. All these little skills that we learn as Catholics are very important. But is that all there is? Exactly, no. There's more. There is much more out there. And there are much deeper waters that we're invited to enter into, to explore. All of this training, all this general sort of training that we receive, this practice of the faith is present so that we can seek God more personally. Samuel, in our first reading today, is learning how to hear the voice of God. He doesn't really recognize it at first. He hears His voice and goes to say, Eli, what you called? I'm here. Here I am. No, I didn't call you. Right? So he doesn't recognize His voice. With some help, though, eventually he does begin to understand, okay, God is speaking. But the reality is, God has a plan for each one of us. And He speaks to each one of us. He communicates to each one of us in our own personal way. Very often, and probably most things, God speaks to us through His Church. You know, things like, should I sleep in today? Well, it's Sunday morning and Mass is happening and I haven't gone to Mass yet, so no, you shouldn't sleep in, you should go to Mass. Should I get married to this person? Well, this person doesn't want to get married in the Church, so the Church would say, probably this is not a good thing. But what about the questions like, I just found out my friend's father passed away. What should I do? What should I say? One of my coworkers is slandering God's name. Should I say something? Is that my place to say something? I'm looking for a new job and I have two offers and one of them requires that I move somewhere else. But it pays more, so should I do that? These kind of questions, these everyday questions, we require discernment. And there are too many questions and too many things to ask. We can't just have a book of standard answers, you know, page 533 for, you know, answers to whether to take this job or not. You know, it's not like that. We have to discern these things. So what the church gives us is a base to build upon. The church teaches us profound, holy truths and then gives us the freedom to explore and apply them. Perfect example is today's second reading. St. Paul writing to the Corinthians today, he says, avoid immorality. The immoral person sins against his own body. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? You have been purchased at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. This truth, when we unpack it, says a lot about who we are and how we're to treat our bodies and how we are to treat the bodies of others around us. God dwells within us. What a profound thing. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And that is what is meant to happen. When we do immoral things with our bodies, we can damage them and make them a place where God is not welcome to dwell in. He's no longer fit to receive that light of Christ. There's a speaker, his name is Jason Everett, who uses the example of tape, right? What is tape for? It's for bonding things. What happens when you pull that tape off and try to use it again? It doesn't quite stick as well. And if you do that multiple times, pretty soon it doesn't stick to anything. It's lost its ability to bond. And similarly, if we join our bodies with multiple people, we lose that ability to bond. Tape is meant to be used once and in one place. Likewise, our bodies are meant to be joined to one, not to many. But how do we carry out this bonding? How do we find the right one to bond with? How can we bond in a way that shows and expresses deep love? You know, the church gives us the general principles, the general ideas. The particulars still require exploration and creativity, once again. All, of course, within the bounds of what the church teaches. To get to the next sphere of intensity of living the spiritual life, this relationship with God, we need to apply what we've learned, what we've been taught. This is what the saints do, right? They live lives within the bounds of what the church has set for the world and how we're meant to live. And they go out and they live this life and they're creative in it and people are drawn to them. They see them and they want to emulate them. They want to follow them. People see Jesus through them. Do you see Jesus and how he spoke to the apostles today in the gospel? You know, these two apostles of John the Baptist, they're following him around and doing all the things that he does. And then John says, behold the Lamb of God, points out Jesus. And these two guys, they follow Jesus. And Jesus sees them following, right? He sees them there. There they are. They're following me. I wonder what they want. But they don't say anything, right? They're just kind of following. Maybe a bit bashful. They know enough to follow, but they don't have the courage to engage Jesus just quite yet. I imagine they had lots of questions. Here's the guy we've been looking for. And here he is. And what do we do now? Jesus sees them and he says, what are you looking for? Safe enough question, I guess. And they say, where are you staying? As if to respond, can we come with you? Is that okay? You know, is it okay if we follow you around? How often we too have this hesitation when we see Jesus. We want this life with Jesus. As Christians, we know that that's important, but we don't feel worthy, maybe, or we don't feel like we know exactly what to do. And so we sort of wait, or we sort of follow Jesus at a distance. I remember when I was in third grade, I thought I was in love. Her name was Ashley, and you know, when there wasn't a football game or a dodgeball game, I would look for her on the playground and I would follow her. I know, creepy, right? And I wouldn't say anything, just follow, right? And listen maybe to what she had to say to her friends. And sometimes it's like that, right? We want to be close to Jesus, and yet we don't say anything. We don't know how to get close to him. And we don't know how to engage Jesus. You know, when we don't have the rubrics of Mass, you know, say this, do that, kneel, stand, bow, so forth. There's more to it than these things. These are the source of the beginning, the basic thing that the church gives us. But then we have to move beyond that. Jesus sees Andrew and the other disciple, We don't know exactly who it is, but probably most people think that it's John, the beloved disciple. These two guys are following, and to their question, Jesus responds, "Come and see." Where are you staying? Come and see. This simple invitation is all they need. They do begin to follow him. And I imagine they had some wonderful conversations. It was the beginning of a change in their lives. They had this encounter with Jesus. And it must have been very impactful because the very next day, Andrew goes and finds his brother, Peter, or Simon, and he says, "We have found the Messiah. We have found the Christ." It's really exciting. How quickly a true encounter with Jesus can change our lives. Not to say that we're perfect, right? Look at the track record of the apostles even after they've met Jesus. They're always failing to understand, failing to see, abandoning Jesus. And yet from that time onwards, they are his disciples. They are his followers. I want to challenge us with two ideas. First, develop this ability to go deeper where Christ is calling you. You must first attain some proficiency with the basic practice of faith, that is true, but don't stop there. Develop a hunger for creatively exploring God's personal call to you. Learn to respond to the promptings of grace that God gives in your life. Learn to recognize the voice of God in your lives. And secondly, I know that there are many people in our parishes, many people who are already have a great docility to God's voice. They understand when God speaks to them. You have a proficient knowledge of your lived Catholic faith. You could easily stay in the shallows where it's comfortable, where you can understand everything, where everything makes sense and it doesn't feel too challenging. But the Lord waits for us to come, to follow him more intimately, more deeply, more personally. Step out into the deep waters. Duc et altum. And I ask you also to have and develop an awareness of the people around you. If we are to become a family of faith, we must begin to take the blinders off and to see one another with the eyes of faith. To be aware, just as Jesus was aware of these two men following him who needed an invitation, we need to have that same awareness of how to invite others in. They're just waiting there. People are just waiting there to receive that question, "What are you looking for?" Jesus wants to speak through us, and so I beg you to notice those in our midst who are in need of that invitation to speak. Often it's easy to ignore the people that we don't know. We might know them as the person who sits in front of us at Mass or the person with the red coat or whatever. Expand your awareness. See the potential in others. Be open to what God wants to speak through you to another.